human being, I do not fucking stand for that. So he was never at any point, I want you to be aware of this, not that we were still even considering, he was never in consideration to ever be in Midnight. And that is my pledge to all of you, that I will do everything possible in my ability to keep horrible human beings away from your fun game time. Because while it's your $15 a month and my $15 a month, fuck that bigot. He has no place here. And on top of that, we were going to offer spots to the rest of their group other than him, which we did through Predator, and he may or may not still end up joining us. What happened after the raid, after we explained this to Predator, six of them joined our Discord while I was talking to Eldwarf in the channel we were in, having a random conversation. And Eldwarf could tell you, because he was there for the very beginning of it, and for a good bit of it until I moved him out. This Tomatillo guy, he joined Discord and just instantly went ham with N-bombs left and right. He called me a kike. He went fucking nuts with the swear words, with the racist disrespect, with just being a shit human being towards me and towards all of you. And that's just not okay. He got an instant ban from the Discord channel. Literal instant ban from the Discord channel for him. The other people then tried to defend him. And I can't even explain how much it made my blood boil. Because defending a racist is just so not okay. And I even went one step further and said, if you're willing to disavow him, you're still welcome at Midnight. I wasn't trying to waste your time. We threw you guys some loot. We were super helpful for you being here. We said to your faces that we appreciated your time and that you were welcome to play with us. And then they went again and defended him and said that they wanted actively to play with him. Another person then called me the N-word again and said that this is a liberal pussy Discord server, and I banned him. And then I banned all the rest of them. And that's the end of it, because I don't put up with racism. And I don't want you to have to put up with racism. And I feel sick having to hear that guy talk. And I'm just glad that none of you had to hear it other than Eld. And I'm so sorry that you were there for that, man. I am apologizing. It is just not okay that you had to hear any of that. And I want you all to know that it is not going to happen again. And sorry, if anyone has any questions about it, we're here to answer them right now. If you want to go back to what you were doing, their guild name is called Nerd Police. Please, though, please. Yes, he is a super piece of shit. He is just an awful, awful fucking human. Do not spam them. Do not post about them. If you see the post, you can confirm. Like, if you see people talking about them, by all means, if you're engaged, confirm that you saw it. Do not engage them. Do not try to out them on the forums. Who they are as people will easily come to light through their own actions. We do not need to further that ourselves, and that's my piece on that.
We're going to be in the guild. And
we found out about it during the raid. We got screenshots. We discussed it. We discussed it with other people who were involved, and pretty quickly we all came to the unanimous decision that he would never be able to join us. We wanted to extend an invitation to the people they were with. If they were willing to abandon him completely, they would be welcomed. But he was never joining us. And we knew that before this raid started tonight.
Yeah. So right when we invited their first people, Frail, who was the leader of a group of eight who had joined us, who, if you've noticed throughout the night, they all ended up leaving, which is just sad that we didn't get either group now. Not that people are all that matters. Obviously, we didn't want the shithead group. I'm so glad they didn't end up joining. And we saw who they were now instead of a month from now. But Frail immediately asked me to go to another Discord channel and told me about why his group of eight left Tomatillo and that group. But that's just an accusation, and we can't just run things off accusations. Around 10:30 p.m. in the middle of the raid, I just got bombarded with Discord pictures, just private messages on Discord with pictures.
Are you going to reach out to – what's – Fail? Is that his name?
Frail.
Frail?
I already had a very, very long conversation with him. He said anyway, either way, that our raid times were a little bit early for him and the rest of his people, but they were stretching to make it work. I wish them the best of luck. If you run into any of them in the raid, in your travels in the world, obviously be super apologetic if you can one time, and then, you know, treat them like decent people. That's all we can do is just be decent people.
Now, I got a quick question about this. When it comes to the N-word and stuff like that, let's say someone has pushed it or like free to talk or something like that and listening to some rap music and singing along to it. Is that something that would be okay or something like that? Or is that like
I don't want to say it would be okay. I would say that's something that we'd have an adult conversation about, you know, I understand that lyrics in rap music, you're going to sing along to them if you're singing along to them, but you need to be cognizant about who's listening to you. You're an adult. If you don't have push to talk on and you're listening to loud rap music and you are prone to sing along, you need to figure that out. That's on you. And if it happens one time, we're going to have a conversation and you're going to apologize to people openly in Discord. You're going to do it or we're going to have a problem. And then if it happens again, there will not be a second chance.
Or like,
because
let's
the first time can be an accident, but the second time cannot be an accident. It just can't.
Well, also, there's a country in Africa that is spelt with one G. However, in it's the French pronunciation.
Are you being serious? Are we being serious
and trying to find a way to say the N-word in this Discord? We can just hash this out right now.
Yeah, I mean, no. I don't want to sit here and like try to find loopholes for this. There's not a time, there's not a place, just don't fucking say it. That's what it boils down to.
All right.
You got it? Is that clear?
Yes, but there is a specific way that you actually say it.
Lizard,
it is actually
the problem. Lizard.
I don't think there's even a need to say it. Like, there's no point.
I don't understand what we're doing here, right? So, all right. We're not talking about a country. There's no time in this game where you would ever even need to say this country. So
yes, trying to find a loophole, it will be taken as deliberate. If that's the question you were asking, which I really hope it was, if someone tries to do it in a way where they're then allowed to say it by making a quote-unquote loophole, I'm going to take it as them saying it and take appropriate action. And I hope that was your question.
Yeah, it's just conversations pop up and stuff like that. So basically, if you're saying any derivative variation or whatever of it, no matter how you say the vowels or whatever, it is a no, it's no go. Completely no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine if you're. Never mind.
But yeah, check Guild Discord. That's what I'm trying to play. Or Guild chat.
No, there's just. There's no.
Don't be racist. Don't be bigot. Don't be hateful. Don't be homophobic. Don't make fun of people. Just like play. We're playing a game and have fun. And people don't want to hear that stuff. So just if you're in a public space, if you're in guild chat, you know, don't be racist. And then don't double down on it and be I don't even know what to say about that. It's ridiculous. And we're glad that guy's gone now.
Yeah, that is the end of the conversation. Does anyone else have anything else? If not, I'm so sorry that on our first super successful in-guild only night that this happened. I'm so sorry, all of you, that you had to then deal with this big adult situation in the middle of your fun time. I really do apologize. You actually have no idea how much it means to me, like, that this was an issue that came up tonight and that this is something we had to be talking about. Because, like, it's your $15 a month and this is your leisure time. And this isn't something you guys should have to be putting up with. And so I'm super sorry this happened tonight. And we wanted to be upfront about it. And so that's the end. And I said it would only take a couple minutes, so we're going to be done here. That's the end of it. If you have more you want to ask, ask me individually. I'm here for at least another hour or two. Anything else, if you have a really good question and I want to approach it to the guild later, I'll do that later. But we did call the raid, so I want to let everyone log off who wants to log off or get off Discord or get in their groups or whatever they want to do. I didn't see who it was that said they had a question. Just whisper it to me.
Was Talk New a part of that group? He wasn't, right?
No.
Okay. That's good. That'd have been unlucky.
Very unlucky.
No. That obviously would have been a big consideration.
Oh, wait,
so
yeah, that's right.
If you guys want to leave this Discord channel, you're more than welcome to. I saw some of you were forming a group for Stratholme. Please don't let me stop you from going to Stratholme. Please play the game. Technically, we have another 40 minutes on the raid night, but obviously finishing early is awesome. Please get back to whatever you're doing. We're done now. Again, I just am so sorry.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Sure.
I have a African-American friend who's interested in joining the guild. Is it okay for him to say it?
You know, why, though? Why?
Let's, okay.
Again, with the loopholes.
No.
If he is in a private Discord channel, the answer is just no. If he's in a private Discord channel with another black person and they're both okay with saying it to each other, and a third person joins and happens to hear one of them say it, now I have a problem because that person might not know they're both African-American.
You know, I guess the short answer is just no.
The short answer is just no.
Just don't say dumb shit. That's all we're asking you to do. You know, we hold ourselves out as an adult guild, and my thought process would be that as an adult, you would know that that's inappropriate to say. So, you know, it kind of comes with the territory. If you want to join a guild that is, you know, full of people that are adults, then I think you should understand that using that word is not appropriate.
I understand. Let's keep things professional.
Yeah. You know, I mean, when you go to a restaurant, does anybody ever go walk over and fart on somebody else's entree? No, you don't do that because it's inappropriate. It's the same concept applies to this right here.
Have you smelt Ludafisk before? It smells like someone farted on a plate.
He has a valid point.
Ugh.
But that's it. Yeah, you guys can disperse or do whatever the hell you want.